Hi everyone, we're the Smith family. This is Ian, Nathan, Kendra, and I'm Karen. It's official. Starting in September, we will be serving as interim field directors in Romania, as the current field directors, Paul and Tanya Gerke, will be on a long-deserved home assignment. We are excited to support the team in Romania and the ministry of Camp Falcon Rock. We are also looking forward to ministry with the Hungarian Baptist churches, specifically in the areas of youth ministry, discipleship, and preaching.
After Nathan and I spent time earlier this year at the ministry of Camp Falcon Rock, our family began to pray and consider whether or not the Lord would call us to serve as full-time missionaries in Romania in our future.
This spring, my dad and I were a part of a short-term construction trip to Camp Falcon Rock that also focused on serving Ukrainian refugees. Since that trip, I've felt a strong desire to return and have felt called by God to be obedient and to follow my family into this experience.
Through continued discussions with Paul and Tanya Gerke, we began to realize that now was the time that the Lord was calling us. We have a very short window of time as the Gerkes are transitioning to home assignment in late September. We want to try to slide into ministry in Romania as quickly as possible and as best we can so that we can be a great support for Jason and Aaron Bergman and their family, for Elsie Lewandowski, as well as for Tomish and Tunda Modi and other people serving on the Romanian field.
Youth and young adults of Romania have often been overlooked in past years, and the current ministry leaders have been working hard to develop and disciple these future leaders of the church. We want to continue to support this good ministry while the Gerkes are away.
Our family is excited about many things with this ministry move to Romania. We're excited to support our faithful missionaries that already serve in that nation. We're excited to support the faithful pastors and youth workers that are working among churches and teens in Western Romania. We're most certainly excited to continue to see how God answers prayer. He's answered so much as we've endeavored and navigated to figure out exactly what His will is in these number of weeks that we've been processing this decision about a move to Romania.
And finally, we're excited for the Smiths. This is a great opportunity for all of us, for Nathan, for Kendra, for them to see that God works around this globe. And we're excited to see what God will do in our family and in our hearts as well.
Your partnership with us is so important. It will help to see that teens are discipled, pastors and churches continue to be supported, and the other missionaries cared for. Would you please pray for us, and would you prayerfully consider financially supporting us?
We are Paul and Tanya Gerke, missionaries in Romania, and we've had the privilege of serving here for the last 8 years. The ministry in Romania is this beautiful partnership between the North American Baptist Conference and the Hungarian Baptist Convention of Romania, where together it's this multifaceted ministry where we get to do a number of things. The key piece to that ministry is a year-round ministry center called Camp Falcon Rock. Beyond that, there's a number of village ministries taking place and the overall ministry of raising up the next generation of young people in Romania.
And so we are so excited that Ian and Karen and the entire Smith family will be moving to Romania September 1st and joining our team in this mission. Paul and I, we will be heading back to Canada for our home assignment. And so Ian and Karen are coming to fill our roles as the interim field directors, to look over our NAB missionary team, to work with our local staff at Camp Falcon Rock, and to serve in the villages here as we continue youth ministry, children's ministry, and serving in the churches. So thank you so much for considering to support them. We are so excited that the Smith family will be joining us this fall.
Good morning, everyone. Well, if you didn't figure it out yet, we are the Smith family. This is Karen, Nathan, Kendra, and myself, and we are so privileged to be able to be here at Whitecourt Baptist this morning and share with you about our upcoming ministry. It is great to be able to interact with you. I think of all the churches that we've had opportunity to interact with thus far, that probably you guys know the most about the ministry setting in Romania. And so it's a joy that when we talk about names, you know who we're talking about. And places, many of you have been there. And so it is fantastic to be able to be here this morning and interact with you. We'll keep our presentation relatively short this morning. So we just want to assure you, if you have questions or want to talk more about the ministry in Romania later, by all means, we'll be here as long as there are questions after the service today. So come and find us, and we'd be more than happy to interact with you. Like Pastor Ian said, Nathan and I were earlier this year in Romania at Camp Falcon Rock, interacting with Paul and Tanya and the other missionaries that are serving on the NAB field. And it wasn't until after that trip that we learned of the need that there would be for an interim field director or directors as Paul and Tanya were coming home in order to serve. So really, we like to kind of joke around and say that Zach's the reason that God called us to Romania, because Zach was the one who first invited Nathan to join your team earlier this year, and was kind of the impetus for all this to come about. Of course, really, God's the reason, but we like to give Zach a little bit of credit in that, so that's great. We are heading to northwestern Romania and going to live in the same village that the Gherkis live in Sencrai. Presently, only about 5% of Romanians would claim to be evangelical followers of Jesus Christ. So similar, perhaps numerically, to Canada, but a lot of people that perhaps have a religious background or have some kind of tradition in the church, but they don't follow Jesus as Lord and Savior. And so we're excited to be able to go and share the gospel of Christ, and specifically with younger people. As you can imagine, a second world nation, at times children and youth have often been overlooked in this context. And so things like youth ministry or Sunday school or camp ministry is just not as readily available. But of course, all that's been changing in this area of Romania where the NAB mission has been focusing on children and youth for the last number of years. It's a focus that as a family we love and a focus that we desire to share in. Camp ministry has been important to us. Youth ministry, of course, in the local church is so important and so needed. And so we're privileged to be able to step in and try to help in the roles that Paul and Tanya have been sharing in and focusing on in these last 8 years. Like we said in the video, just to quickly recap, we have three areas of responsibility. We're going to support churches and pastors with the Hungarian Baptist Convention of Romania through youth ministry and preaching. We are going to continue to help see Camp Falcon Rock be developed, a ministry that's very specifically designed to disciple and mentor young believers and those that don't know Jesus yet. And certainly we're going to provide pastoral care for the missionaries that are serving in that region of Romania.
Yeah, so like my dad said, we'll be stepping in to Paul and Tanya Gherkis' role. They're the current field directors who will be coming to Canada on home assignment for 9 to 10 months. I know they'll visit you in White Court. We're going to have big shoes to fill, but it is our hope and our prayer that we can serve well in their absence.
We will seek to support Jason and Aaron Bergman and their family. They have 4 kids about my age, and they are from Edmonton, and they work with the camp.
Looking forward to meeting Elsie Lewandowski. She is serving there now. She came after our team was there. She served as a NAB missionary in Cameroon for 25 years and has now come to Romania to help educate the Bergman children. She seems to have a great heart for ministry, and I was blessed to read her update letter this week about how she spent a great deal of time at camp this summer dedicated to teaching English to the Romanian campers.
Of course, there's also national missionaries that are in Romania, Thomas and Tunda Modi, and their daughter, Jasmine. They live at Camp Falcon Rock and oversee the work project there and some of the ministry. And so we also will walk alongside Thomas and Tunda in ministry endeavors.
In addition to them, many of you know Miriam. She's been hired to be our cultural and language interpreter for the year. She will serve alongside us, and we alongside her. And we are so blessed to have her helping us as we are new to the ministry in Romania.
There's little doubt that Miriam will be the most important member of our team, hopefully keeping us from putting our foot in our mouths too often. There's great need in Romania, and so we wanted to just briefly share with you some of the things we're excited about in the opportunity to meet this need.
One thing I'm looking forward to is I get to babysit two missionary dogs. Their names are Theo and Lucy. Paul and Tanya heard I was good with animals, so they decided to leave their dogs in my care.
I personally am really excited to go to youth group in Romania and make Romanian friends my age. I'm excited to help serve at the Bible camp with construction and ministry in the summer. And I'm definitely excited to live in a different setting and to broaden my perspective of the world.
And I'm excited to do this with our family. I think it will be good for our relationship with each other and even potentially fun serving in a different culture. There is a lot of potential for positive memories together. Nathan and Kendra, I think, are at perfect ages to be a part of what's happening in Romania, but also to appreciate what God is doing. A few months ago, I never would have imagined this as a possibility, and now it's a reality. We leave on Thursday. I'm looking forward to seeing what God will do in our hearts, and I'm also simply curious. I'm curious what life will be like, what we will eat, what it will be like to communicate, even what the weather will be like. I enjoy seeing other parts of God's big world, and I'm looking forward to experiencing this part of it as well. I'm also curious how God will use me. I'm curious how he'll use our family. There are many things that we will be familiar with in ministry, and I think there are many, many things that will be new. It's interesting how God has formed us to be the people that we are thus far in our lives, and I'm curious what he will do in us in the next year.
Well, I certainly agree with what each of our family has shared with you about things that we're excited about. One of the things that I shared with you when we did the Romania presentation on that Sunday evening earlier this year was the reality of, 200 Hungarian Baptist churches of Romania in that context, but only 60 serving pastors currently. So I'm excited to be able to go and endeavor to try to help and support these faithful men who have been preaching the gospel and perhaps share in some of the load through this next season. I think that one of the things that as a family we've been most awed by is how God brought such seemingly huge things together in such a short amount of time. We've been amazed by his goodness and his kindness and how he's been leading and providing for us. Probably you're aware, normally when the NAB sends a missionary or missionary family out, usually that's a year to a 18-month-long process. They decided to shorten it to 3 months for us. And so it has been a lot of different things that we've had to plan and prepare, to raise support, all these things, and God has helped us do that. These next 4 days, we got to do a month's worth of stuff. But we're trusting that he is going to lead and guide in that as well. Certainly one of our largest considerations in accepting this assignment, as many of you know, we love our church family in Merthorpe and did not want to see them just simply left. But by God's grace, their pastoral intern is still faithfully serving there. And then starting next Sunday, they have an interim pastor who has agreed to come for the next year. And so even in a very short window, God has looked after the needs of our home church, and we're grateful for that. A number of things we would love it if you prayed with us about. Obviously, we've mentioned a couple times, we leave Thursday. It will be a significant transition, so would you please pray with us about that? There has been some health realities in our lives in the last week that were unexpected, not major things, but we would pray for health and strength and ask you to pray with us. We have a house in Merthorpe, if anybody's looking for one, and Merthorpe's a great community to live in, but a little bit of a soft housing market. So would you pray with us that house would sell? If you do actually want to buy a house in Merthorpe, then come and speak to us. That would be cool. Obviously, pray for partners for us to join our team. as already been alluded to, we are not accepting a job assignment, so to speak, that comes with an automatic salary, but we have been raising support for the last 3 months as is necessary. When missionaries are sent to a mission field, there's always senders, there's people praying, part of the team, and supporting, and so that's our reality as well, as we've been interacting with churches and family and friends, and are excited that a lot of people have been led of the Lord to jump onto our team with us. A number of NAB churches are supporting us, thankfully. And so right now we're just shy of 70% of our support raised, which is amazing to us in such a short window of time. But as the Lord leads you, obviously you can give through your home church here, and that would be a great blessing to the ministry. Later on, after the service, we have prayer letters and support cards and those kinds of things. If you're interested in any of our paperwork or want to know more things about how to interact with us, by all means, we have information with us about Camp Falcon Rock, and we'd love to share with any of that information with you. Our contract with the NAB will expire next year on the 15th of August, and Lord willing, we want to come back and share with you all that God has done through the year. But if you want to stay more up to date, then you can join our email prayer list, or we have a Facebook page.